Hello, I'm Emma Tomlinson, and this year it has marked a century since World War I finished. In this podcast, you will learn about the significance of World War I, a very important lesson we should have learned, and an Aussie soldier, Jimmy Martin. So let's get started. World War I was finished in 1918, but still 100 years later we are talking about it today. But why? World War is considered by many as one of the most significant and devastating wars of all time. This is because it was the first war that involved so many countries. So then the name World War was created. From this war, we can learn a very important lesson. The crowd is not wise. During the times of World War I, people, or crowds, always thought war was an adventure and other exciting fantasies. The public opinion in the First World War affected so many countries because of what illusions had them see. In 1914, the public were cheering for a war that had the potential to kill them and their loved ones. This would be the war that rained horror on the heads of that generation that lived at the times of war. James Charles Martin, better known as Jimmy Martin, was the youngest Aussie soldier in World War I. He was only 14 years old when he nominated to go on the Gallipoli campaign. Jimmy was born on the 3rd of January 1901 in Toocoomwaw, New South Wales, which is located on the Murray River. He was a part of the 1st Australian Imperial Force, which landed on Gallipoli on the 25th of April 1915, which we know as Anzac Day. During this time, he was awarded 1914-15 Star and British War Medal when he fought in the Gallipoli campaign. Unfortunately, on the 25th of October 1915, which is 6 months after the Anzac landed on Gallipoli, aged only 14 and 9 months, James Charles Martin fell and died on Anzac Cove, Turkey. Although there was fighting all around Jimmy, he didn't die from wounds or bullets sunk in his skin, but a disease called typhoid. Even though he was young and he died young, he made brave and significant achievements. There are many sources relating to Jimmy Martin, but here we have a typewritten message written to the parents of James not long after his death, sharing Mr. W. M. McPherson's sympathy. It was written on the 19th of November, 1915. It reads, Mr. W. M. McPherson desires to express his sincere sympathy with Mr. and Mrs. Martin in the loss of their son, Private James Martin, who died of illness while of active service, and to say Australia is proud of the spirit of self-sacrifice that prompted our men to come forward in the Empire's hour of trial, and to give up their lives in upholding Britain's just cause and in defending our national honour. This source reveals that James was a loyal young man who stood up for his country's freedom while seeking adventure. This source helps us understand World War I to know how young men went to war and the sympathy of the country that the soldiers left. Here we have a book written by Anthony Hill about Jimmy Martin. Relevantly, he called it Soldier Boy. The description on Booktopia reads, On the 28th of June 1915, young James Martin sailed from Melbourne on the troop ship Berrima, bound ultimately for Gallipoli. He was just 14 years old. This is Jim's extraordinary story of how an inexperienced and enthusiastic schoolboy became Australia's youngest Anzac. In this book, it can reveal many details in young James's life, including his departing of Australia, his fellowship with other soldiers, and how he died. This source can help us understand how horrific Gallipoli was, and the bonding of soldiers, also their loyalty to each other. This book can help us understand the sorrow of Australia at that time and what really happened when the Anzac troops landed in Gallipoli.